yourself, other than the rightness of self-simulate. You're not going to say, look, ain't toin muzer alam, ain't not, excuse me, ain't not the megaleach alam, ain't toin muzer alam. No! That principle only applies when, Rabbi Osai, when it's kerev the cholam. When the chasson is in the atma shomei, it's only summa's mace, so that where the source of summa is coming from. But the source of summa is the regular mace, that the vehicle of the transportation of the summa is weak over here, not alamate. So then, even though it's not the megaleach alam, toin would be muzolot. That's what I suggested, based upon the expression of the Braisa, called summa min amaze. Right. Called summa min amaze, she knows the megalea cholera. It's not only in the source of the summa, not in the way the summa gets from place to place. Came nearly. Oh, that being the case, I suppose, so we can suggest, oh, zorach, may oh, be the Braisa. And if some suggest that ain't another megalea, this is an old zorach. That's the discussion that we mentioned a little bit yesterday. I thought it became impossible that Cohen is Muzerolov, at least with the Rabbonah. Assuming the right of protest, the Rabbonah could be Usher, because it's only a concern, as I said before, in the transportation of the Tumah, the way the Tumah gets from place to place, the professional Chatzit, etc. So in other words, if it's a Cheb, a Cholo, then we have to remake it even the Gamre, not only with the right, as the Rabbonah suggests, but even with the Rabbonah. We're making a Cheb, a Cholo. When it comes to Tosfim Olam from Achmir, and so too it's possible that all Zorot, the Master of the Rabbonim, for a Kohen, even though it's not Megalea Cholom. That's the part of the discussion from yesterday. Fine. And the Sefer Tarek itself, and I brought it in the Sefer again yesterday, again today, is a lengthy discussion of the fact that the Joseph suggests and not the Megalech and Klein Muzer, but it's still offset. That it's the Rabbon, it's the right, according to that sheet that it's offset at all. He's trying to prove something offset by the Rabbon. Even according to the Beit Yosef, it's offset, it's also offset by the Rabbon. But the passion to be all that's not offset at all, the passion. So we have to wear a watch. So that's, we mentioned that yesterday. Fine. Now, again, this is sound. And she's done a test. What about Beit HaFras and Eretz HaAmin? Right? Beit HaFras and Eretz HaAmin? She goes up to either way, not to the Galea. Let's hear the following shot. Beit HaFras and Eretz HaAmin is also for a Kohen, not because it's a... You wouldn't say not to the Galea because it's a lower level of Tumah. Such as a cheref kechol, which is not atma shel meis, or maybe even a tov tumalot, which is the meis, the tumah that not can move from place to place so readily. It's a different word. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, right? It's a shaila. Every time I have a meis, the meis of prophet, they all fake it. So it's because it's a suffix. The level of suffix that exists, the din is, it ain't another megalei kolam. But you can't make an automatic rule that ain't kohen muzer alav anafei. That's crazy. Because the Kohen is Muslim to avoid the suffix. Not in America, the post-Nakba situation. That's if he doesn't permit it to go in Eretz HaAmin, or permit it to go in Beit HaFras. He did it! The Megaleah for now. The day in the Megaleah. Because to let the Kohen have killed the gold, then he wouldn't let. As a matter of fact, someone has said that the Shad Sof Tumulat is also. If Sof Tumulat is only a Zeru, we were fairly mentioned yesterday, the Shara here. Some folks can say the Shara here, a lot of Eger right there in the Tepe Gomer. Not so much of the two adjoining Rishuyo with the door closing in between, which is going to be ultimately going to be open. That's the problem of Sof about 50-500 feet away and there's air in between. That's not going to fit itself to Malach. Just meet here within, take forth against the Mishnah Nolan. Something else is Zera. Because now we're afraid that you're not going to be able to sit under the shower, because we know the Mason town, without realizing that you're going to appear through, you become something. So that's the case. I didn't question the mail on his face. No question. I ain't nothing to go there, hello. Ah. It's only as the heroes, the Chazal imposes the heroes, the coins should be under the gate, because you never know when the Levi's going to come through. We all know it's under the gate, and the Levi didn't come through. You make them to go there. It's absurd. It's kind of a zera, but then there's a matter that way. This question, I don't spend any more time on this question. I just want to make mention of it also. Meir has a remarkable kiddush, but he says that if you look at the original Mesef, it's not part of the shock. The source is a Mishnah Tosefta in Makkah. a perceptive mark as a fastening line, referring to a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, that's a sword. Even a Kohen Gadol and other are equated a bit, right? Kohen Gadol and other, what's the common between them? You're not even talking to Shiva Kro. Not to Shiva Kro. So, the map says, if a Kohen Gadol is the time to a Kohen Gadol, what possible? Kinei the Shem and Mishcha to the Kohen. And by another says, Kinei the Kohen Gadol. So that's a common thread between them. And the Lashon was Neiva El Kohen Gadol, the Seher Shem Megaleach and Mikdash. The Tinei Rosh Nidro. That's the Megaleach. If you're not Matani Rosh Nidro, the Kohen Gadol is not Mechalo, Nei the Shem and Mishcha to the Kohen Gadol. But Hedin is always tight. Wow. This is a blitz in the Tameach. How's that going to look over though? We're not too many Nazir and the Kohanim are going running around today. But Kohanim and the Sultan might have been in trouble according to this, you saw the also map. As the idea. Yeah. There's a Mishnah Lelelech now, and the Chutzumas Mei, Perek Yudalef Alecha Aleph. See when the Rambam about all the Shmeo, Lav Shmeo, we saw mentioning yesterday the possibility of a Doraisa, it is a Chatzitza, but the Rabbanon is not. It's a different Perek. All of the Ruh, which is Poreach, flies through the air, the greatest of these, one kind of Olo Zorach, and Olo Zorach, Olo Zorach Shanok. Right now it's on the ground. It's on the ground. A distinction from the
title.
Oh, good question. How come it was flying, not necessarily flying, it could be moving versus it's a little tricky. It's a question what the Mishnah Melech really meant. Moving versus stationary. You have to look carefully. Give a look at the cabinet in the Mishnah Melech. The simple Tumas Meis. Terek Yud Aleph Halach Aleph Zibra Masul Old Nira. Old Nira. It's all about something just thrown. Thrown. For an airplane. But they said, it's a whole discussion. Some Paschim, Paschim, the Rashi gives the Paschim, that all Zorak and Shmeo, another side of it, they all thought of it, trying to be naked on it, coming to a certain question of all Zorak being a Chatzitza. And I can't enter into this whole discussion of the same entire Paschim, or the same Pesach or the beautiful discussion. And they're discussing a case of an Oro, they're trying to make it to Shari Tzedek Hospital to allow a client to go in, and it should be a problem when they take the mace out, it should be a problem with the problem. That's the thrust of that statement. And I just, I can't go into the whole discussion. Create above the Nida, Talis Aminat Nefet. I'm just giving you some highlights, but as I said before, if I go into this, it won't come out. Let's go to the plane. We'll leave out the Shari Tzedek model. We'll go to talk about the plane. If the mace is in the bottom of the cargo section and the Kohen is on top, what could be the Chatzitza? What could be the intervening roof slash floor? The roof of the cargo section is the floor of the passenger section. Does that everyone understand how a plane works? You look out the window, they give you the plane on the stuff underneath you. Right? That's how it works. People are on top and the Chatzitza on the bottom. And there's an impenetrable floor in between. If you hold that floor, there's big trouble. Okay? Big trouble. So, the question is, well, is that floor Makabal Tumma? Hira, the floor is Zichra Makabal Tumma. Tumma's measuring. It's not floor the ground of Karka Oila, but if you have a floor which is not Makabal Karka, I'm plainly hoping it's not Makabal Karka. So, perhaps that's Makabal Tumma's measuring. Is there an independent roof, a separate level, a separate layer, which is the roof of the cargo section, which is independent from the floor of the passenger section? If such a thing would exist, then perhaps it would be a chatzitza. Perhaps, assuming that it's being held up independently and not by the floor, because if the floor is holding up the floor, it's not as if it's over a Kabbalah Tumma, it's not close to Nesom either. You let myself the sukkah this year. Yes, it wouldn't. It wouldn't matter much. Passions, it wouldn't matter. Let's do it with plastic. Let's do it with plastic. Fiberglass. Hard stuff of that fiberglass on the Kabbalah Tumma. Even if they mix some glass into it a little bit. Bottle to the plastic. Glass only the Rabbana. Only little things. Or aluminum. A much different aluminum is not the Kabbalah Tumma. No one of the Big Six. I don't mean a counting firm. I mean the Big Six metal. Only five now. The Big Six, the metals are still six. That found in the in Chumash. What are they? Zod and Kesher, Zedil, and Moshe. Possibly a part of Matzah somewhere. The six official metals that are recognized by the Torah. Aluminum, apparently not one of them. Bauxite, whatever. No Torah Matzah. There are many who suggest that it's not the Kabbalah Tumma. The problem is, the likelihood that we're going to fail on this level, for among other reasons, the screws that hold up these together are made from metal which is the Kabbalah Tumma. So they don't play around with something. They're still making it from iron or something or steel. So it's not kosher. Not at all kosher. In the same time, it's sucking. It has a whole chilif from Shlomo Zalman. It's one of the Rafa. He talks about the chilif Eretz Tzvi. Not Eretz Hatzvi. Eretz Tzvi, I think it's a kosher globe. So part of the Kosher Globe library is dedicated to memory, if I'm not mistaken. And you call it to no tears, Aviro, and I got to make a clerk. It's a big problem. Forget about going. Forget that there's a mate in the play. How does Kohen go to any play? You should look down. No, pilot, go right, go left. You're going over to the Jewish cemetery in Queens. What are you doing? That's a big problem. I'm bailing out. You know, what's he talking about? It's too late, huh? Says, he wants to say it to the Shudik Vietal of Polaritza Ma'anilakwa. He put him. You imagine the Kosher Lover going to the flame with a piece of wood and say, okay, pilot, the coin of the flame, put the wood on the floor of the flame. Oh, that's going to be true to create because of the same tumor. And the heart beat. This is the C-Pass of Frank. How did the coin go on a bus? This is the problem, it was a big problem. I know what happens now when they quote, liberated the area of Yerushalayim in 67. They took us some tours to Yericho, remember? And at the time that the Kohan was on those buses, but they went through this on the highways and they claimed, I'm not sure if it's practical, that the Arabs, the Mashema, were taking made the highway right over the Har Hazeitim. The part where they were cemetery, I don't know if it's true or not true. I remember something about the Intercontinental Hotel, that building still exists. I was vague calls about that, and there was the Kohan would go, they wouldn't go. The final C. Pesach had the same shayla. He wanted to say also, take a piece of wood, and let it go and cover the whole floor of the car. You're in a car. No, it's not the car. You own the car. Put the wood in the car. So the Shlomo Zalman says, Sarafi and Tuva. How can it be? In our mind, who other will flee a day tomorrow, please call out from their tumor. Here, what's the mind? The mind over here is what? It's a car. The car's the Kabbalah Tumma. I, in my real distance, said something along this line. The back of a wagon. Nah, I'm talking about a wagon. Marilyn's in that car. A wagon with Nestor, made from wood, made from matzo, and therefore it's the pragmatic, not the time of the Nedrit. It's a 3 hour the top of all the Raycon. So it's considered to be still built, of course, the Kiyat and the Rosh Kalim. Yeah. I guess all kinds of things have explained shots of what's in Marilyn's. In any event, it shouldn't apply to Kulam Arul Dismi. It should not apply to our situation of a car. It says, well, they say it's Sarachim. This is Shlomo Zalman. It's quoted here, page 147 and 8. And it talks about Ol Zorach. In the next pages here, page 148, 9, 50, these full pages, four pages, the 151. There's these four full pages about Ol Zorach. And here, Shlomo Zalman has something very remarkable. Kedushin deployed him. But before we get to that, apparently when it came to the El Al situation, the certain rabbi made the following suggestion. To build an Aron, Bobaviza, big size, made from plastic, and to put it around the regular Aron, and the suggestion was made to know that it's self-simulate, because it's going to be, it's the whole top of lumbar shavarta. What's the pshat self-simulate? Is it as if it came out? In this case, you couldn't say that, because here, you're going to take it out of the plane, or of the hospital in that case, while it's still completely encased in this fiberglass or plastic oil. So the whole tube, what's that talk about? As if it came out, or that it's going to go through all the machines. We treat it now as it came out already. Our shame sofa. In this case, it's not going to be a shame sofa. It's going to come out. It's going to come out in the plastic. Or no. It's going to talk about to me as a wall of the machines that doesn't exist, which is the problem over here too. That's the tube. But that is the whole discussion about kever itself. That's a mason for that. A whole sugya, if you learn a bracha, you only skip it. The Dalgan, brachas. And the whole discussion over there, types of what's called kever sosum. Kever sosum, shnayas and all this. And it's very complicated. Of course, the Raven, some of the space, for example, of a Dalit. And the Raman Perkabez Allah Chavot. There's a concept called Kever Sof, which is an independent atomic. So therefore this fiberglass, even if it's close to the atom of the nation itself, it itself should be an atomic for all else, as what we call a Kever Sofum. Some say it's only Kever Sofum in the ground, the Raman Sheep. And some say it's a Chalal Pepa, the Raman, it's not an atomic. And Toysin the Baba Bata, that's cool from the Bay, says, quote, the Bekalin ain't din kever leos bokeh all that, the ain levatlo. In other words, if you're not going to leave the mace there forever, know that it's kever sosum. You're going to use it over and over and over again. So all these three sheetahs from Halperin right, this is going to be mekel, that there's no din of kever sosum. Read a Rambam, a Raven, and a Tosin, put two, three together, boom, no din of kever sosum. We're learning a little tarot, easy come, easy go, just on the fly. Yeah. They make a chalal out there between the regular aura and the part of their aura, on top of it. A whole tefach of air. I tell you in advance, it's not a book, you need to look, I'm just telling you, the kitchen was written in the farm. They can look it up. They can look it up. I always know it laps me all. So then, it's also Zorak. The fiber is also moving. Everything's moving through the air. Everything's moving, so nothing can be impossible. Chasita. So I quote the Parishma, that the Kli is not an oil, it's a Kabbalah. But over here it's called a Mida, made from plastic, not the Kama Tumma. And he goes to a lengthy discussion. Put the R on it before the passengers, and take it out after all the passengers. This way, the R doesn't move at all while the passengers are moving, while on the plane. Some say that all those R's are the problem is moving. It's a rock. So over here, they'll make sure not to move the R. They'll put the R on before any passenger gets on. But I think it's easily doable. Otherwise, a little harder. Not to move the arm at all, the passengers at all. This way, going to Iraq, you wouldn't have been able to hold up, because it never moved. I moved the whole flight 6,000 miles. But I think that's all moving together. I don't know. I'm wishing it's all moving together at once. It's not simple. The kids are not going to get out of this clean. Yeah, an old dog, if you sit in an old dog, maybe it's a film, not to be close to the same. The mission says, the kids are, I'm telling you now in advance, we're not going to come out of this thing with a clear answer to the matter. Shlomo Zalman has lent it to the truth about this as well in the middle of Shlomo, about Tzuvah Chesumah Kohen. So he writes a Tzuvah to a different role, very Tzuvah. But again, I just give you small little hints as far as what we're talking about. Bottom line is, I tell the Kohen not to go on LL. That's the bottom line. What can I do? I don't have a clue yet. And those who want to rely on it, coolest. I don't know. I can't say. I'm told, officially, they have this kind of a fiberglass. I've never seen it. I don't know. I've been in the cargo section in LL. I know I was just there recently, and you see, they put in a metal. They put in metal, that's for sure. The metal, it's wood, it's surrounded by metal. Doesn't look to me to put any plastic on anything. I don't know if they do it. I don't know. Yeah, but they hop in there every time an arm goes on an airplane. Who's much? I I can't find out about it. So I, if you want, I can call Pinchas Mandel. He's the one who dealt with it. I can ask him. He knows. Okay, if you remind me, I'll call him. I'll ask him. Okay? Yeah, we have to be make a lot of it. Through the law, we hope that they won't do it. You should take it. Some rights, some power rights go to northern routes, some of the Mediterranean. Go to the Mediterranean one. Less chance of going over to the first. Europe is only one to the first. So, I won't go that far. Maybe the upper level, George Washington Bridge is one thing. But the, I'm not sure what he said, but I'll never get out. Let's put it aside for the moment. That's the famous Tariff of Sukkot. That was Simon Ayin Bey's Sif Allah. The whole Ayin Bey's in the Shlomo was about this Nakuda. The Shlomo Zalman had a cash against the Har Tzvi, which you already saw here. And the Shlomo Zalman is against the Mishnah and all those turned rubbish to Allah. Ma'amid on the Mosli and the Poshe. And the Maldistan talking about the Nagola of Me'eth, etc., etc. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, based upon some kind of a chazanish, a car, an engine, the whole Arichus Devorah. A lot of tariff matters, I think it better be avoided. Yeah. Car, you try to fly anywhere, but a client should avoid. What? The car doesn't go to Mexico. The problem is client driving on the, what they call now the Jackie Robinson Parkway. Maybe they change the name and leave it for a client. He's called the Interboro. But it's still out there, sorry. Because if it's a Jewish cemetery, then trees all over the place. They're going over the highway. And Kohanim, you don't take the Interboro. I'm not mistaken. By any name. I don't know how far the streets go over. I know Main Street and Kew Garden Hills, you can't go from the LIE into Kew Garden Hills if you're a colony. At least not in the summertime, but in the winter when the trees are up there. So they hold on half of Main Street. The other direction you're allowed to go. They don't go past the median. You got enough, you can't cut off the bikini where they're allowed to drive. Why do they only go to the climb all up with those basic roads. Because they know trees. I don't have a car. Well, you don't have a car. There's a car. How much time do you have a car? That'd be a big problem. No trees, then it's not going to happen. You go in the... If there are no trees, you're when you're more than 4 hours away from any cab at all times, if you're in the car, it'll be a big way out there. Just don't get out of the car. So you look. And it's going to happen. Have to be careful. How you going? Have to be careful. Most times in America have trees, no? Am I right? Who's going to make the best cross here? We're not going to get into it. Not easy trees? No, trees, all hanging trees, all over the place. They can't move. I don't know. Maybe the Kohanim poisoned all the trees. They put those, you know, those lead nails into the trees. But a Kohanim map, that's a good idea. Okay. So, Rabotai, let's move away from Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Now that we did this job, we're just going to make remises. So now you know a little bit that you can learn on your own. That's what you're probably able to do. But otherwise, as I said before, it's impossible. I will do Simon Shinai and Haina. Starting actually, it's basically starting with Avelis. Finally. Dal, I should mention it briefly. Shinai Dal is still officially called, I'm skipping everything. Shinai Dal, you told who you'll have to be for. Mention him. Call him in the time for 7 hours. Be careful. I'm not a married sister. I'm just a pasuk of chumash. That's it. And there's a question of a kohen being metamic to a non-firm relative. That's a serious question. What's the mamad after the dat? For other people, big deal to the metamic and make it available. Take a look at Shinai and Gimel. Tifchet. It's a serious problem. A serious problem. Okay, so we discussed the other things here yesterday already. Can you go back? Can you go into a cemetery? You have to come back under the trees, right? We spoke about that.
if you be in the funeral world, there's another nace there. If they're all not blood from them on the post. Okay. The Shinai and Dalit says, talk a little bit about nace mitzvah. We hope not so much to get these days. Tells you that the shivak rov who they are. And it starts at Rotaveros all of a sudden. Why all of a sudden? Because the price of Noy Cotton equates Avelos with Tumah. That's the right to the Rambam. We mentioned Rambam at the very beginning. That's right. That's the din of Avelos, the right. We said it's based on Lo Yitama. Yitama Yulisabel. It's based on the price of Noy Cotton. Because every color of that year, whatever the Tumah is Avelos. That's found over here in Shinai and Dalit Sivov, which is sort of the transition, or maybe Siv Dalit, which is a transition between Ilchus Kavura and Ilchus Tumah's coin, and Ilchus Avelos. If you wonder where the Avelos start, really, Shinai and Dalit Siv Dalit. Middle of a simon. Okay. Of course, there is avelus even for a relative, the big seven. Even if it's not, there's no tumah d'oraisa. You're not mitamei with d'oraisa for kohen, such as ochim me'imo and achol soha nesua. All these kinds of cases exist. Gerish is no avelus. Gerish is gair. Kachin no l'dami. And here's a chum and tivol based on the Furush Gemara. It's amazing. If there's any relative of yours who is in Shiva, you have to observe Shiva too. I'm all right. Doesn't apply at all. That the very close Krovim, the first week, so the first Shabbat, not all week, just for the first Shabbat, some of them don't wash, some of them don't change all their clothes, and other Inyanim, some of them don't call the Chasnas, they're different. You know, in America, I never saw these things being in America, we have them Irish people didn't. But we don't generally practice not follow. Yes? Good question. Adoptive parent or step parent, there's no avelus nigurdi. None. The person wants to observe some level of something. So I'm sorry. Yeah, should some cover there should be, but not you don't want to mix up the yuchsim either. You have to be careful. Kaddish, a person can kaddish anybody, but we'll get to kaddish hopefully later today. Should I love? I hope. Whatever, we'll try. So we'll see that Kaddish is based on a certain thing, and then it's really based on a biological parent, but you can't stop someone from being Kaddish somebody else. Yes? Well, it depends upon the father's side. Okay. Fine. See, if Kaddish talks about a nato, there's no avelos for a nato. Lo Yitama is only about every little suffering, so the Ramban writes, how can it be, if an Avelis is a Raisa, why is there no Suffolk Naper, why is there no Avelis? There is a cause of Lo Yitama, the Ramban and Torah to others. Okay. Shinai and Hay. Now let's start actually with the Avelis problem. The Amos et Chala Avelis, which is Nikba, and Nikba, and Nima, and Sakeva, the Offer. Miyad, Maskal Avelis, and Ma'ate, Brosho. You're not supposed to walk around in socks in the rocky terrain of the Beis HaKvar. If you're then you don't have to go to Shulchan Aruch, based on the Ramban. The minute gets to do it early, we'll see later. That's wash. Okay. Beis. Misha darkon l'shmoach ha-mesh l'mdina acher. Recover. Ve'enu yodim mato yikover. Ve'ev shi'achtu p'neem l'amiluvos l'lavos. When you turn your back to the Purusha Gemara in Noy Kotten, you turn your back, your face, that's when it begins. Interesting Russian over here. What are the four words that are so much troublesome over here? Exactly. Einam Yodim Mosa Yikaveh. In the olden days, there was no communication. It's not Einam Yodim Mosa Yikaveh. But it's not as then, and we have telephones and everything, so you know exactly what second. So maybe the thing should be that the avail does not begin in that kind of circumstance. You go to the airport, and you say goodbye, you turn around, But you know exactly when the Mesa of the Bikkur was. The guy standing with a telephone in the Yerushalayim, and Aaron Menucha is telling you exactly when the Kibur is going to be. So perhaps the Avela shouldn't begin until later on. That's what some might suggest. So, in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, page Pevov, called an Aruch HaShulchan, Dafka says, Milosh, the Masra Dafka, Shein Yodim, Masra Yikotim, on a Miyad. He calls Echem and Akzolim, the Bach. He should say that way. The truth is not that way. The truth is not that way. Ruch of the Nilsa, Kamri. And therefore, he passes the Kulim. And Rav Moshe, Zal, and Yordea, Aleph, Simulation, and Gimel, and Chelis Beis Kufayin, what about the other Israel? What about Egil Yodim, Masra Yikotim? Yeah, telegram, telephone. He says, hey, only if you've been welcome, call up some of the ear, she'ef shalei the matay nikba, da'atam olo lo kumuna pasneyam gami. In other words, if you, what's the case he's talking about? I'm not going to the cemetery, but I see that the cemetery is 50 yards away. That's far, that's 50 yards away from the city's limit. So I can know, 50 yards away, so even though I maybe can't see my eyes, something's blocking, I'm not the edge of the city, I know it's going to take 20 minutes for the kibur. So then I can phone the Avela for another 20 minutes. That's the case we're talking about. But if the kibur is 6,000 miles away from Rav Moshe, even though you know by telephone when it's going to be, it doesn't matter. You start the Avela to me. The kibur needs to start right away. Why not a kibur? Right, also, it's not my problem. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests the Bapa would have been Makhur. And at the bottom line, they all said the same thing. And the, why would a Kula decide whether it's going to wait an extra day? Right, that's why it's considered to be a Kula. The Kula is going to do Avel. I told you this. We'll make an even direction. Huh? In this case, I don't think you have an option. I think you have to start right away. I don't think you have an option to wait. Okay, now I have an interesting thing to survey. The Godel HaMishvach HaHola Imo Av Eilu Shepekayin Amonim Elo Mishi Yikovim. The concept called Godel HaBayit, Sugin Meritot. It's one of the most difficult sugis of Oisai. And again, I have to pause in advance. You can't go through every last part of the sugis. But you must have heard it. Everyone knows it. This is like the tumult that goes on in the Godel HaBayit. So this is based upon, it's a very complicated, I'm telling you, it's so complicated. This opinion of Godel HaBayit is extremely complex. So far we have over here a Shadina Shulchan Aruch in Sivvei, which tells us that the Godel HaMishpacha goes with the Aron, even those who were left behind would not begin the Avelus until he returns and starts the Shiva. So they can be sitting around there for 2 days, and the Avelus doesn't begin. And they're going to end up having this issue for 2 days longer. That's the pashtus in this Dinish of Anarab and Simon Shinai and Aizim Beit. Is it really true? So hold on. Let's see. Is it really so? Not so simple. It's a Gemara, basically. The Gemara has not been very cut and cut out of a day. It says as follows. I'll read you the Gemara. Although Gimli Yomel Arishonim, Bomi Mokum Korob Mone Imoim. What does that mean? Pasht. There's an oven within three, in the comments of the first 3 days, and he's nearby, so he counts with the rest of the event. He saves, quote unquote, saves days that are available. Right? Vuhu sheesh godel abayas babayas. Doesn't come up. The godel abayas is in the house, he walks in 2 days later, so he gets away with 5 days instead of 7. Maybe it is. Yibarlu. Hold on, godel abayas abayas akvaras mouth. The Godel HaBayit himself went to the Beis HaKvaros. What happens then? Toshma. Afilu holach Godel HaBayit to Beis HaKvaros, Mone Moen. Ayva Tanya Mone Liatma. More of a stira. Lo Kasha. Hoda Otto the Gold Plus, or the Bottle Plus. It comes in the first 3 days. After then, if not, not. That's where the 3 days comes from over here. Well, we'll get to what we'll see. We'll see soon the 3 days comes from. Rav Shimon says, no, even the seventh day. I said, Biyabi Yamashmini, and he saw they're doing Avelis, he joined them. Vuhu, Shabal, Masa Menachman, Etzla. There's two people still in the seventh day, they're still at the beginning of the day, they're still Yichon Avelis. Halach Rav Shimon, the Gemara. It comes out an interesting halacha. Even within 7 days, the din should be that you come in the seventh day, all of a sudden you keep one day of avail, and that's the end of the story. This is the Babli and Babmar Tatan Chachal from the day. That's as far, that's all that's all Gemara. There's now the Yerushalmi. You have to juggle the Babli with the Yerushalmi. We have a big trick over here. Yerushalmi have a Gemara Mar Tatan. Let's talk about the Rush and Simon Lamites. Harei Shemal Malikin Hameis Mimokom Lamokom. If Tani Tani, Simon Lamites. If Tani Tani, Dawad, Elishukat, Moshe, Moden, Mishat, Tibishat, Amei, Melishashah, Moden, Mishat, Magola, Allah, and the Mesa. They're taking the Mesa to a faraway cemetery. Those who stay, till now they all stay, they turn their back. But some go along and some stay behind. Mesa, the Choyom. So the Rishami talks of what? That those who stay behind, Sada Vela, immediately. But to go along, Sada Vela, to when? By the moment of the Kabul. The Tani Tani, Elu, Elu, Moden, Mishat, Magola. Even those who are here, wait till he starts the Magola. I'm simming the shame of Yishuv and Levi. Hakol, Holech, Achaz, Godol, Mishpoch. What the Babi calls Godol Abayit, Yishami calls Godol Mishpoch. His father Godol Mishpoch. Wow. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Chabar Achab, the shame of Yolzi, Lechumra, Shem Hoya Godol Mishpoch, Tan, Eilu ve'eilu monim mishayotza ameis. Shem hoyo gogol mishpacha sham. Eilu ve'eilu monim mishayotza magolam. What does it say? The one with the chumah, I'm standing over the chumah. It's called two ways. Eilu shem gogol mishpacha, there is none. Eilu shem betam mishayotza ameis. Another mishayotza magolam, that's Yerushalmi. Now, there's the rush. This Yerushalmi has nothing to do with the Bible. The best way to reconcile two things that instead have nothing to do with each other. Unrelated? That's the Rosh says. Unrelated. Why? Because it's somewhat let's call out Kalas Avel. What does that mean? Because the Rosh understood in Simon Lamas Ches, the previous Simon, the Sugin Moy caught to be a different case. Holach Dorla Baitabet Akbar to Babli said the Rosh in front of the following case. Listen carefully. The floor is on Sunday. Sunday. And all the Avelim are around, are sitting in the Shiva. Comes Monday, the God of Abayit leaves the Beit Avel and runs to the cemetery to take care of something to do with the grave. How do you walk out of the house? We'll do that. Most of them walk out of the house. So the God of Abayit now on the trip to the cemetery, and the second day on Monday, all the other relatives are left behind on Sunday, unless they haven't moved. And now some long-lost brother walks in on Monday, and everyone's there with... Where's Mr. Amara? Where's Chaim? Chaim needs to go. Where'd Chaim go? Oh, he went to the cemetery to take care of something. That's the Gemara Shaila, according to the understanding of the Rosh. Not that the God of Abayit went to the Malavis Hameis on the path to the Beit Mikdash for burial. No, said the Rosh. In that kind of a case, and everyone is cool on the Gemara Makrov. Even those who stay here will not start counting Shiv until the God of Abayit off in the Shas Kvura. Everything's postponed today or so. That's the Yerushalmi said. That's how the Rosh comes down. That's the cover of the Talmud plan. Now, if you look at the Rambo, and I was Simon Shin Ayin Hey, Sifchet. That's what it looks like. Take a look. It's a complicated Simon. Remember, we did some of Siv Beis. Okay? Now Sifchet. I'm the Chav. Mi Shemei Sokara V'lo Yodah Shebo L'Mokwa Shemei. Keep that in mind. V'lo Yodah Shebo L'Mokwa Shemei. It's in today's world almost an impossibility. The whole thing may be completely impossible, this matter said. Oh, L'Mokwa Kavura. V'mhoi V'mokwa Kavura V'shumalam Yud Parzol. She doesn't go in one day. I feel a bit of Yom HaShvi. Halach Kavura V'shimin, right? In Moshe Menachem Meis Sokar L'Abayit. And there is a God of L'Abayit there. I feel a Shendina Rulama the whole of Muslim Anachem, Olo Moni Moram Tashim Shloshim Yom, Shiv and Shloshim, Lo Muslim Anachem Moni Lazmo, Ofi Zlokim Rokim Moni Lazmo. Fine, that's the Mechal. The Mechal goes to Gemara, to Pshuto. That's the Gemara, it's just the Mechal. Ramo. So yes, Omin, Afilu Im Bo Echad Ein Gol Habayis, Vak Shehola Chutzor HaMeis. Oh, the Rosh is starting the Gemara. in Chazar, Tolch Yom Yamin, Havi Kilu Bavayin, Rabot of Yom Yom Yom, oh, Kena Betur, the Rosh, Bishlach Kisvar Zu, Meirut, Meirut, and Sif Tesh comes with the question, which is the way Meram is going to get in Sif Tesh. And that's why we're in Shalosh Shama Shemaid, Ashabot, Avon Nolo, Yom Hasheni, Vitzel, Vitzel, Lo Yekater, Avon Lusso, Vitzel, Shabot, and that's it. So there are three things we have to know about. Shinayim Hei, Bey, Ches, and Tes. Just read the whole story. This is the whole business. Three things from the Shulchan Aruch. But it's so complicated. It's so complicated. Let's just try to figure out what's happening over here. So we know the rush. We know the rush we know. The rush we know. Rashi is against the rush. Rashi says, Hola, Gorla, Bayer, Sebeth, Akvarit. Achar mitoso the kovro. A bunch of shots in the world. You must have a whole new case to reconcile the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Rashi learned not that way. The Pashas brought the Rashi, the Machlok of Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Of course, the Yerushalmi, the God of Labayas, went to the kovro and they all follow him, right? They all follow him. And they have to come out to wait 2 days to start the Avelis. According to the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, Faket, Monei Mohen. What does Monei Mohen mean? What does Bobby Blush want? What does it mean? For Karen, he counted them. He saved time. He saved time. Pashas. Dr. Rashi explained, quote, Avela shall have his skill in Mishachazim Tanaim and Ameh. And his Avela starts Mishachazim Adola. So he should really do an extra. Shot to register the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. When the girl abides in the house, the Habon and Mokum Koro will figure out for her. So too, as the Yerushalmi puts it, if somebody goes to the cemetery to do the burial and comes back, he's also Nigger Afra. So there's two ways where we can stand some of this Nigger at the same time. Who walks in the middle of the while other availments in Shiva. One, if the God of Labayas there in the house. And two, the party went, forget God of Labayas. The party went to do Kippur Tamei. The party goes to Kippur Tamei to come back in the middle of the Shiva. He's in a special suspension and he is able to get up with the rest of the family. You with me? So there are two different videos going to the Ram. One to be Marathi Rosenberg. The Rahman, of course, to the Rahman. Again. If the God of Abayas in the house, someone walks in, then he gets up with them. If there's no God of Abayas, but somebody went from the house to the cemetery and back, they later, 2 days later, he also gets up. What's the Gemara shout of the Bavli? But care! Shout of the Gemara is the other way around. The God of Abayas went to the cemetery. Went to the cemetery. To the burial. The question is then for Kerek, is this God of Abayas have the ability to do what? Oh, that's to delay everybody else. The God of Abayas still has the power to extradite matters on the people who are but because the power to do this is the Kumar as well, to throw matters. What's the Gemara not done? What's the Gemara not done? And it could, it's relevant to two things. It's relevant to those who are saying Baha'i, and it's also under those guys who walked up the street. Right? That's the other case of the Gemara. There's the Gemara. This is the part of the Gemara. Here he comes in 3 days, no name of it. What does that mean? The Rahman is quote. This is the Rosh of the Rahman. Mo ne'i mohen, ve'heim i mohen. Mo ne'i mohen, ve'heim i mohen. What does that mean? We think Moni Imahen means a Kula. Next, it's a Kula. Moni Imahen, the Hanging Mo, same as the Rishalmi. That's how you say it. Very easy. And you want to learn that shot, because it's an easy way to reconcile Moni Rishalmi. Moni Imahen, we think means that he starts counting earlier with that. Hey, Moni Imahen, the Hanging Mo, they count together. Which one together? The later one. The later one. Another person who comes to Malcolm Carr is also going to have the same count. So this is 3 days.
3 days. No, there's no years.
This is in Maram. Not my dad. The Maram in Siman Ayin Gimel, they quote the Maram himself as a different term. Yeah. Sure. Talking about that. In other words, if that they know that it can't come back. It's impossible to come back from far away. I think it's not right away. Wow, that's a good question. They don't know. My guess is if they do for the advance and came back in 3 days, they start right away. If I understand it, the Rava. Yes. So I'm just trying to get the facts straight. You're just trying to get the lumps straight. Let's just get the facts down straight. How many people so far? How many people do we have so far? We have Rashi. This is our Bobby and Sean. He was Rashi. And the Rosh Rashi Meyashi was his loop shot. Hold up in the middle of the shiva, and then the Ravad is coming to Yashu Babi to Yishalmi, his own way, right? Of course, the Rashi, the Pashas, and now it's not close with Babi and Yishalmi. The Pashas, the Rashi, the way. It doesn't make any sense to do the Yashu. I don't know. Sounds like, Rashi is not close with Babi and Yishalmi. And according to the Babi, it's the cool that they start right. He starts with them. But the Yishalmi, they follow him. That's when I caught that up. So the Ravan pulled the string. The Ravan said, "On the Hui Mohen means the Hainimo." Very original shot. The Rashi, another original shot, pulled off means in the middle of the Shiva. We got two shots of Rashi, the Ravan, and the Rush. Rashi is the simplest of all. But the Lapula probably gets the Yishalmi. So the Ravan is an interesting character. It's a different character. Oh, Kim's the character, out of nowhere. And the Yisham is referring to a case where the God of Abayin lives in the Makom Kvura. Then when he goes to the Makom Kvura, he won't be Gvura Macharot. The Bab is referring to a case where he doesn't live there. Then Adabab, the God of Abayin is Nigvar Acharei Hem. The God of Makom Kvura is Mona Yima Hem. Who calls this? You think you can find her in the... See, in a big way. Okay. Is it the Mordechai Simon tough proof Aleph, page 42, the back of the section of my cousin? Or the Gemara? You shall be part of the Gemara design, with the Gemara design of Vina. The Gemara name on. That's what we call that Rashi. We call that Rashi. What's the same read? Then he calls the Rav Yoh, I called him Aram. The last two lines in the column. Sudar Tan, Malakamesa Kvarit, Hakwadik, Adam Gwadalabai is Dov, and some of Bukham, and Nikbar Amei, as Eilu Ve'Eilu, Moni Mishi Tzot, and Magol of Zivere Yishan. For Yachad HaTal Mishalon. Check. He wants to make a distinction. Living there, not living there. And the Shach, the cognitive days, he wants to pass it this way. Now we have four sheep. He quotes both. You know what they ask in the shaft? The real sheep is, I'm not sure. I'm telling you what's found in the different Simonim. The Ramban, hey,
What is Shamek showing to us? The Machlokas Rabbi Yishoni. It's a Machlokas Rabbi Yishoni. We already put it in the Mordechai. That's Kashi. It's a Machlokas Rabbi Yishoni. Ah, which way do you follow? This is the Ramban, the other Torah, the page 2, Dana Talon. Ramban says, the Gemara Shaila, hold up, Allah, by the name of the first Mao, what's the Shaila? Is he Negro after them, or are they Negro after him? And the Gemara concludes that he's Negro after them, but the opposite of the Shaila, he's celebrating the Mordechai. Opposite. What's the reason? What's the reason? He says, I don't know the reason. The Machlokas Rabbi Yishoni. But, the Ramban explains. Let me read it. Both the Yishoni. Both the origin of Yochanan. That a few little holach sort of a bias that the first morning in my hand. The Sovere, the Yishami does, the Dere Mabaya, the other side, shall call it on the Labaya. Fine. Any day's business. The Ramban is 3 days together. Those are good. The Lord has again 7 days. Other posts said, no, 3 days could be. Right before the, who was it? The Ramban said, right? He was the one. It comes in 3 days, don't have to wait anymore. No excuse for 7 days. 7 days is relevant on both sides. When an outsider comes in to the house, he wants to be digging up to go to the bayis, so it even needs 7 days. But as far as the Gadol leaving and coming back, then it's just 3 days later. There's two separate shadows. You want it to be a 7 day or a 3 day, but the Ramban says, no. The whole 3 days is rejected. Rejected. The rift left out 3 days. The fourth left out all the Gadol Abayis on the second floor. So from him, the thing is the Ramban passes the Gadol Abayis goes to the group for its amaze, comes in 7 days, Nigra Acharanish, or finish the task like the Bavli, that's all. So, that's not really that much of a new sheet, so let's limit it, I'll get too busy. Four sheets. The Machlokas Rabbi Yishoni, Pashat Rashi, the Reed, the Ramban, passed like the Bavli, that the Gadol if it goes is Nigger Acharei Hem, and if someone comes from the outside, it's Nigger Achar Gadol Abayis. Okay. Makes the Machlokas, makes it very much easier. If you want to say there's no Machlokas, you're going to say one of three Chidushim. The Rosh and the Parish, and the Bavli referring to a case where guys in the middle of the Shiva goes to the cemetery and comes back. And it's relevant only for the Golden Welcome color. The Ravan says, that what? Depends what? One more time. Let's talk to Maram, I'll see you. The Maram is dependent if the Golden Abayis lives in the Golden Abayis or not. Now, Kimsa came out of nowhere, and the Maram was there, and the Shach bought that. And he also makes a reference to Son Gimel to the Ravan. Namely, the Gemara shouts the other way around. The Gadol Abayis went to the cemetery, and the Shaila is now the people coming from the outside, right? Are they Nigger after Gadol Abayis or not? That's the Shaila. It goes within 3 days, they all follow the Gadol Abayis, and it's more than 3 days, it's the Sephardi Chavila, and it comes to three different towns. That's the Rava. Questions still remain. There's two questions. How do we pass it? Four sheets. How do you pass it? We have a 12. How long do they make a level? So how far do we go with that? That's going to be very important. 12. But also, how come the rift left the hole in there? That's the question you don't understand. The rift left out the hole in the blood of the bank. So that's a 3 day Ramah had a territory. You don't pass it in 3 days. But the rift left out the entire din of Gadol Abayis. Left it out completely. How come? Tell me here, please, in the Birkei Yosef, in Simon Shin Ayin Hei Zivkes, page 1 of an episode of the bottom. Look what he says.
He says, what did Machaber say? In Mosa Menachem Yisrael Gadol Abayis, even on the seventh day, so he's Monei Moim. Doctor in Pirkei Yosef. Lav Dafka Gadol Abayis. Does he not have to go to Abayis? Ela Urcha de Milsenoka. Zim Ira She Gadol Abayis Yotol Eitz Siva. Ubo Mosa Menachem Yisrael Shara Avelim. Vein Gadol Abayis Eslam. I didn't show it. The din is the same. You still get up with that. If rat im hoyu shavam im hoyu am anapu v'tchila im gadol abayis v'ira lo ma'ora shiyotza v'tivoto v'nishu hei mitzat malo v'shivoto nechshevet kilo hu hi eitzel gadol abayis kemo shoyu v'tchila. Who said so? Arav Rabbeinu Morena Arav Rabbeinu Yosef Alevi Ibn Migash v'shivoto v'ktav yad simen tarigat v'shivoto v'migash v'migash. So in the Tzitzel Yezer, you may have, actually have it here.
You have it for the other somewhere? One of the colors was on the table?
Yeah. This? I think this in the back, called Eben Yaakov. This is quickly not available. So in the Eben Yaakov, it's Simon and Bay. He calls the Shivas. Rimi Gash, about God, right? Okay? The following interpretation. There's no requirement for Gadol Habayis whatsoever. The whole idea of Gadol Habayis is out of Dafka. When the Gadol Habayis is away, it comes back. We still follow the Nisharim. Kavakova, we follow those who are sitting, staying behind. If there's no Gadol Habayis whatsoever. I can make a distinction if I care. He's going to buy it at the beginning. He says, no. He says, Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. That's the Eben Yaakov suggests. Yeah. Participation. And the Mufurish Gemara. Mufurish is going to buy it for buy it. According to the Eben Yaakov, the Gemara, the whole Gemara is Lav Dafka. How are you talking? The Pella. Not a Pella. So I think the answer is like this. Listen carefully, please. The Rimi Gash quotes the Rish. The Rish left out Gadol Habayis. That was the Kashi the Rabbana before. I want to say the following Chiddush Gadol. It goes as follows. The Rish, the word Gadol Habayis can be found in a sort of an incidentally in the Rish. It's page 26 in the Daf Yarif. The word is found only in Perf. Tana Rabbanan. Listen carefully. Shlosh Yomer Rishonim. Bomim Malkum Korav Moni Moin. Malkum Rochum Moni Liatma. The Kavelech Asil Bomim Malkum Korav Moni Liatma. Kav Shimon Omer. Asil Yomer Shvi Bomim Malkum Korav Moni Moin. That's right. This is the Kehil Chusak Yom Bezik Yom Shimon. Vuhu Shabba Umasa Menachemin Eitzel Godol Abayim. Menachemin Eitzel Gadol Habayis. So the word Gadol Habayis found its way into the Rif, true, in sort of an incidental way. Eitzel Gadol Habayis. What does that mean? Who should bar Menachem, Moshe Menachem, Eslo? What does Eslo mean? Moshe Niyachim, who's Eslo? Who's O? Who's the pronoun over here? Who's it referred to? Refers to Gadol Habayis. And therefore, the pashtus is lav dafka. And if the whole din over here is based on the whole sugya of Gadol Habayis, how could the Rif leave it out? The Rif never mentioned all the whole discussion before of Gadol Habayis. Only he mentioned it in passing at the very end. It's a deathly, the pshat in the word etzlo. Aye, but why did the Rif change the seder of the Gemara and the lashon of the Gemara? Why did the Rif change all these things? So why is my test? The Rif holds Avadi Kikamor is adopted. The Kikamor's love that is inconceivable. But, it's a big but, the whole din of Gadol Habayis is according to the Tanakhama. The first 3 days. The first 3 days,
He has to have a din of Gadol HaBayis. There it's doctrine. Very doctrine. But according to Rav Shimon, that you have until 7 days, there the word Gadol HaBayis is dropped out. But it doesn't even sound. The Nachum Etzlo, so the risk to be intellectually honest, to tell you the word Etzlo, who's all refers to Gadol HaBayis. It's lav daf. And what's the lumpness over here? Now, I said, now there's a little bit of lumpness, it's over there before. I agree. According to Rav Shimon, as long as the person comes and sees people in the middle of Shiva, he can latch onto them. That's Rav Shimon's story. What is all about? As long as you can get in, as long as you can join on to them, so therefore you get up with them. There's no need for God of the Bayan whatsoever. But the Tanakama is not so liberal. Tanakama is a 3-day limit, Rabosa. A 3-day limit, Tanakama has. Once at a 3-day limit, they made what we call, as the Gritskas call it, the dinim is the yamim. There are certain halachas and limitations to the din of Mona Yimohem. Not no din klali. Whenever you come and catch them in the middle of a shiva, you can join them. They have it since the din is suyim, and all kinds of details. What are the details? Detail number one, you have to come within 3 days. Number two, there has to be a Gadol HaBayis Dafka. Not the pshat, as you asked before, that it's ridiculous, that the word Gadol HaBayis has a meaning. Of course it means it. But it means only according to Tanakama. Tanakama holds only in 3 days. It's dinim. Dinim is the yamim. They have to have certain process. 1 3 days, 2 Gadol HaBayis. But since we pass in 7 days, 7 days, there's no dinim. It's been clearly. As you can come and find others in the middle of Avelis, you will not chant in them. So therefore, there's no limitation of how many days. It could be till day 3, it could be day 7. It doesn't matter. And it's all no need to go to the The only message is shot in the word, that's slow. Like a lav dafka. The man of the rift left out the holy bayit of all of Gadol HaBayis to make the kvarit. That he bayit of going according to whom? Rabotai. According to the Tanakama, the Gadol HaBayis is dafka. But according to Rav Shimon, it's not dafka. So that's the holy bayit out. Out from the usual. My terrors to the rift. I think it looks very nice. Again, going over quickly, if you look in the Gemara, the Sukkot, the Rishonim, it works out. The only thing that's left is what is how do you take shot, what's the halacha, what's the shot in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch of the is against everybody. There's no one region that I can figure out that the Shulchan Aruch holds up. Let's just review again, open the Shulchan Aruch and see why I'm saying it. What's my basis? The Shulchan Aruch omitted the din of Holah Gadol HaBayis to Beis HaKvarot. Right. Is it here? Well, you tell me. The only three sifrim that I can see is relate to our whole pilgrim. Sif Beis, Sif Ches, and Sif Tes. No. Sif Beis says, let's chadar if you sifrim quickly. What does Sif Beis say? That the Gadol HaBayis goes with them, gets a delay. The Chumrah. That's against the Ramban. Let's go to the Tikkun HaShivas. It's against the Ramban, right? Because the Ramban says you don't pass on the Tumah. Pass on the Kula, that's a Babylon. Right? It's against that sheep. It's against the simple sheep. Now, so you got the two distinctions. Let's say the Maram. It depends if the God of Abayis lives there or not. Is any data for the Maram in the Shulchan Aruch? No. That's Chorin Atsha. What the Ravan said, it's not just again the Ravan's question. What the Ravan cheat? What is the cheat? Any other guy coming in, right? So far, Sif Beis is compatible with the Ravan and with the Rosh. If you all do Sif Beis, so we say that, what? The Ravan can and Rashi can't be. The Maram Lachora can't be. There's no distinction about who where anybody lives. So far, if you just look at Sif Beis, either it could be the Machalik or either according to the Ravan, according to the Rosh, the Chor, right? So this is the Sif Beis. Are you with me so far? Let's go on. Sif Ches. What is the tale here? The guy came from Chor, but then, even the seventh day, he gets up with them, only they didn't hear about it. Sure. The whole din, but good. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that din itself. It's a wonderful din. It's a wonderful din. Now, the Zuchaba did not quote it in of what? Kol HaGodol HaBayis HaBayis HaKvar. Where's that found? Talk about Babi, right? Kol HaGodol HaBayis HaBayis HaKvar. Where's that found? It's not found anywhere. In the Zuchaba. So the Shach suggests that the Kroshin days holds the Maram and the Mordechai. Depends if double up of Kavura or not. If you look at the lengthy Shach, it took the whole page. The Kroshin days, it took the whole page. I mean, the Mechaber, there's no deck to it at all. You can cross them and not say it. The Shach, according to the Mechaber, if the God of the Bayit is not double up of Kavura, and the God of the Bayit is Nigra after the Nishorim. Okay, what's wrong with that? The Mechaber, that's the Ramban sheet. The Mechaber says, limit the din, listen carefully, of blowing up of car of Nigra Akram to a case we didn't know about it until he walked in. Almost impossible, this man is there, with telephone. Almost impossible. Almost impossible. To Rosh, Simulam is Ches. The Ramban disagrees, Rabosa. Listen carefully. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the din of Mona Imar can apply even in a case where he heard about it before he walked in. You still Mona Imar. You still Mona Imar. My focus is the Ramban and the Rosh. Look over. The Ramban, she tells them. Why? Because the Ramban holds that when the God of Abayin goes to recover his amaze to come back, he is nigger acharehem. So what does that mean? Hey, nigger acharehem, but he knows when the Kvura is. He went to the cemetery. He knows the whole story. So just the same as the God of Abayin, who is at the Misa, goes to the cemetery, comes back, says that they have elus, according to the Ramban, so too, a Bobby Malcolm Korah, who knows about it, can also say the Avelis when he comes back. He wouldn't he? Bobby Malcolm Korah can also say the day of Avelis when he comes from 8 parcels away, and he walks in, he can also be Mona Imoy. He walks in there later, he has one day left of Avelis. You know, he knew about it in advance. I had to rush him, though, because the Russian she talked to. But had the Russian of Shad. The Russian of Shad, the whole Gemara of Gola, Bai, and Polach. No, it's a different story. He was there by the Tzvura. He was there by the Misa, by the Tzvura. He was right there. And he went away in the middle of the second day. He went away and said, I came up in Karav and he wasn't around. A whole group challenged the Russian nurse. So the Russian she taught, though, has a Kiddush. And the whole idea of going up in Karav morning long is limited to what kind of case. We didn't know about it. But once he knew about it, he sticks to his own counting. As against the Gemara Gadol HaBayis, who knows about it and counted them. No, wrong. The God of Abayis thought that the Russian started with them. They all started because they were all the four together. He just went and sacked a second time. So the Russian called the Sheet says, no. So the Mechaber can't possibly hold like the Ramban. So the Mechaber holds like the Rush. The kids there are both side. We have, to my mind, the Mechaber is like nobody. Like nobody. Like nobody. Like I should know the Shulchan Aruch himself is the Chayyus Gadol, but there's like none of the Rishon. I couldn't find if it wanted any of the Rishon. So what's up? We all know what he do. But my view is the Shach is Nekil. It's probably the most common case for us. What's that? The most common case is Nogeh to us. The person goes to some of the Nikbar in Eretz Yisrael. There are 5 Avelim. 4 stay behind in New York. 1 goes there. 2 comes back. So the Shach discusses that the perish. The Shach passes that kind of the case. So cool that they're on that. That he came to the Eretz Yisrael. None of them are biased. It's all not a biased. Many say it's not that it's hard to find a Gadol HaBayis case. All men are created equal. This is America. That's the official Gadol HaBayis. Although the Southern Baptist now, it's a new brother who wrote today's paper. You see page 1 in the Times? It's true, they're all about the Baptist, but it's making Kiddush. The Southern Baptist Paskin, Leo, Kodish, Stor, the Vesa. It's not page 1. I'm not just making a joke, but it's hard to find the Gadol HaBayis these days. So even when they ask the Gadol HaBayis, if this one Korah goes there and comes back, goes to the Shach, he continues to go, but he picks up the count with them. I pass him up, Hashem. Why should we argue with Hashem? The Mechaber, you don't know what he owes. The Mechaber seems to argue in this base, we have the case of where the God of the Bayis goes to the Kvura, they all wait for the God of the Bayis for the bear. But no one holds that way, the Maitre, so I know that. So either holds no God of the Bayis manager, and then what? The Mechaber is silent on the issue. He's silent, doesn't say one way or the other. No God of the Bayis. Who's nigger after whom? Doesn't say a word. So the Shach fulfills this. The bottom line is we have a right to posit like the Shach Lakula, in that kind of a case, that the absence of God of the Bayis, that one went along to the Israel and came back, he gets up with the rest of it. Even not who's God of the Bayis. Not the God of the Bayis. I remember, and I wanted a case like this. It was back 20 years ago. This exact case happened. There were four Avela. Two went there to throw, came right back, and two left behind. What's the din? This case shot came up, a difference there too. I looked up the din, and the father, the Chachma Sadam, and he said to the, like a shock. I thought maybe the shock is so hard to understand. I wasn't talking about the figures, and even now I don't understand too much exactly. But I felt the pastor's fakir. And he stole their smoke. So I called him up. I said, what are you doing? You're against the shop. You're against the Chachma Sadam. Who's like you? So I'll get back to you. He was like flustered. I got to pass the road. So he said, you know, call me back. I'm so grateful. I'll give you a free copy of my paper. But I passed the confirmation. He was talking about my shop. My shop passed against the shop. The question comes up over and over and over. I had it myself that when I was in to go to where I was to Kvura, I came back and I picked up their bells with my father and my brother and my sister who stood here behind. They shot my other sister. My sister lives in Eretz Yisrael. That's already a serious child. She lives in Eretz Yisrael. She went straight to the cemetery and went back with me on the same plane. And we came back. My siblings had started. My father started their veilers on a Wednesday. We were the Kvura was on. Unless you want to count the airplane time. The Kvur was on a Thursday. We came back on so my sister started a veilus Thursday. As did I. But did we get up? When did we get up? The family got up on Tuesday. They started already on Wednesday. The plane left Wednesday evening. So I got up with them on Tuesday. My sister was very fast. I'm not sure what her did it. Still not sure what her did it. Even with the shock, it's not so clear what her did it. Yeah? I'm not sure. So what's her then? Let's go back to her then. Well, basically, we said now, what's her then? She wasn't here. She was there. Came to the Beit Olam, right? And then she joined the family. What's her then? Well, according to the Ramban, the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, so the Pashtun is, you can argue, it's certainly arguable, that so even if there's no din of God of Abayas as such, but if the minority comes to the majority, it gets a little bit slower. I'm not talking a little bit slower. What's the slower? If the minority comes to the majority, it could be that the nigger out of the majority, based on Agamav, or Bobim Bobim Korob. So therefore you can argue that even though it may not even call Bobim Korob in the technical sense, it's very far away, but you can still get the same as the whole world's Bobim Korob, that is slower. The whole world's Bobim is within a day's within 12 hours journey. I wasn't sure, frankly, what her din was. Still not sure, even with the shock, what her din was. But it was very hard for her, she did. So, when we made a compromise, we told her to keep all the ikur dinim of Avela Shiva. Not the things are not so ikur. What ikur dinim? Not so many dinim. She kept where she was, ikur the extra day. Okay, later next day to take a shower. Like that later. Her husband was in Eretz Yisrael, so we're not shy after that whole battle in you. And, what else? All the women are there, but there's not that many dinner, you think about it. So she was not cutting those couple of things for an extra day. But that was it, yeah. I'll tell you one thing which I think some people talk, and it comes from here. I remember this 20-year-old story, and it happened to Tom many times since. They told the Ovel, we went to Eretz Yisrael, don't stop the shiva in Eretz Yisrael. Go from the cemetery straight to the plane. Nowadays, what's commonly done is, you get the Jerusalem Post, or whatever, maybe the FAA, I don't know what they have in Eretz Yisrael, but they put up signs, that flown to the plane leaves New York usually at night, it's night, or whatever, it's 10 o'clock at night. The food is usually done in the afternoon, and you don't go back until 1 in the morning, you know, midnight. So they're usually a few hours, so they're usually right up in the air, from the papers, from the phones, from the signs. You'll be sitting in Shiva for 3 hours in Yerushalayim, whoever wants to be Menachem Avel. No? You must have seen those things. Never seen a Yerushalayim? Nice from the Choyo. So the Torah is up there again. Go straight to the cemetery and straight to the airport. Wait in the airport for 6 hours. So that's Shabbat at high, and they're taking away the mix of Yichem Avel for people. I should be walking there where they're driving at. Because the loss of the Mechaber is Lost of the Mechaber is Bodu Mokum Koro. Avalam no the Lobi Yom Sheni, the Hitzel is Avel, the Yakater Avelusa Mishul Shabbatla. She does a rush. They want to make a deal. It's only a part, Hitzel is Avel. Well, Hitzel is Avel, so then they can't pick up the count with other people. That's my cash. Are you allowed to do that? Of course she was established. She went back to her home in El Cana, sat for a few hours, and then she came back to the airport. Of course she was established. Well, right, you have not to be established. Ah, chutzpah. Also, if you're a Shia, you know, what are you talking about? See, just the second you go from the cemetery back straight to the airport, are you an Avalinata? What are you? I don't understand. That's where it's coming from, obviously, that hand holding. I'm not asking to it. But you're a devil anyway. That's to say that you're not manifesting any b'feirish avel. What is on your feet? That's what you can say. I'm still wearing shoes. As we saw before, you don't take off your shoes till you get out. You're a derech. What's called a derech? It's an airplane lounge, an airport lounge. Maybe. So maybe you're not doing anything special. That's the whole. Possibly you are unavailable. How can you? It's unavoidable. I don't see what they're trying to gain by that, but I think that's what they're driving at. That's cheap. You'll hear. I'm sure in your career you'll hear about it. Don't start availing there. Throw it, then you can pick up the other than everybody else. Otherwise, you can't. So what are they holding? What are they holding? They can sit through your mug of cards, I mean, these folks. Because it's within a 12-hour plane flight. Right in the bus. How? So then we can say the same thing for half based on the Ramban, even if you did hear about it. How long can they make a bottle? And the Mechabesh is against the low command. There's no reason to get similar. We have a right to be mangled. It's a very complicated sugya. We only went over it in a very cursory way. A very brief way. I'll just end with a story. Let me make sure we finish this sentence. We want to be left out of here. Shinayin Hay. My case, where they won't let you bury the mace. Yeah, this kind of happened. It happened. Never did happen. It happens sometimes. I mean, they give up and then someone is presumed dead, but they can't start observing the shiva until they just yashim and mimenu. You give up. They search. They give up. Not the case we said over here. They didn't give up. They said 2 weeks about it will service. It happened. Police have been in this business beforehand. They got it almost to the day. So the case of many years ago, where they corrected him before. I remember correcting him. He never lost a brother. I think the brother was rubbed out by some such diamonds. My son, what happened, a very unfortunate story. And they gave up. They figured, mafia, the matter was fine. And they started, they gave up. But the whole conversation, he was a married man. And a married man had to observe the shiva because it would lead to a cool and a chasaguna. So that it can't be, there can't be. And then they found the body later. And it was a whole, I got the front of the shadow. It was a very complicated story. They give up, and they start a shiver, let's say, not a married man. And then they get started, and they find the body a month later afterwards. It's very complicated. I'm not going to go into it, because it's a rarity, but the source of Simon Shinai is dying. I want to end with a story. Shin Ayin Vav will be tomorrow, which we'll talk about Minhag HaMenachmim. Very important, all the Minhagim come up with Kaddish and all these interesting halachas. And the lead editor tomorrow will finish that. So in Bitzashem, next week, we'll have to start after real Hippos Avelis. Vom Shavuot Otovel. Shin Pei. Maybe we'll start it tomorrow. Tomorrow, those came in tomorrow, saying Shia 8:30. I love you, Bitzashem 8:30. But I'll tell you the song, amazing story. So my mother was lifted, so we wrote in the Jerusalem Post and asked that they'll be observing a veil. My sister went to her home in Elkanah. I went to my home with my in-laws, and I know it was 7 to 10. The flight was 1 o'clock. Hello? So at the, you know, when someone's at a Leviah, people always trying to do favors, which is the way it should be. You meet some other, they know you're coming to pick them. One thing I couldn't forget, I wanted to get on the 1 o'clock plane on Friday morning to get back in time for 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll be back here at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know. Reasonable request, no? I tried everything in the world, couldn't get it done. So finally, I got a call from the late Mr. Ludwig Jefferson, all of a sudden, with a friend, you know, the neighbor, a friend, he heard that my loss, he was an Eretz Royal, but somehow his secretary called, what can he do for me? How can he help me out? Get me on the LL. He owns that. He says, there's a problem. It's some kind of secret. I can't tell you about it. Better make an alternate arrangement. So, okay. I got on Tower also. We got tickets to Tower and tickets to LL. Two tickets. My sister also was hearing Vaughn. Something secret. So, we came to the airport. I met my sister. So let's quickly check in the LL now, so we don't have to worry about checking. So we got checked in the LL. No luggage. Checked in. Fine. 1 o'clock in the morning. We could stay the whole time for the Aveda until 10 o'clock. No problem. It suggested the Chvodo after called me up from his tent out in the plaza. Shh. Don't tell anybody. The planes of LL are all going to Operation, what was it called? Moses, Exodus, whatever it was. That was that day. They went to Ethiopia, took them all out in secret that morning. That was it. Everyone knows that's their famous story. That was that day. You'll do the math. It was 7 years ago, exactly. That day, the plane was supposed to take me home, went and said to Africa to bring out the... And so that plane was canceled. People didn't even know about it. I got a hot tip. And the first people to know about that, the Amcha, all those people who came to me, were not about me and the family, not there. But I had to leave in the middle. I had to... It was at 7 to 10. I had to go on Tower. It was left at 11:30, and I haven't checked... I had no ticket to that yet. And they said it'd be a real rush on the case. So I had to leave instead of 8 to 10, I had to leave at 8:30. People were left upset. Well, you know, said 7 to 10, what happened? Where'd he go? My in-laws had to tell him, you know, the LL plane went to going to Africa, to Ethiopia, and they had to go to the tower. Oh, and they said, I would have a I wrote him a nice letter, thanks for the comment. They said, well, listen, we came in the middle. Meanwhile, I tell you, Rabbi Reinhardt, when he was in Avil, saying that he didn't know about it, he went, the plane was, it was not canceled. And he was afraid to take the plane in the morning, which, you know, could get you in just before Shabbos. He ended up staying until after Shabbos. And the whole people went into Avelis was, he didn't hold like me, so he yelled at Avelis started at the end of the day later. So the first thing I did, when I left my brother from our house, the next Tuesday when we got up from Shiva, was to go visit Rabbi Reichman. He was thinking Shiva an extra day. He didn't offer my whole love to the Shinai day. We went from that mitzvah, from becoming from Mitznachim to become Minachim. We went to visit him in his house. He told you he'd done it for Teva. The Shneva the week before. So it's raw, all the chassarim, all the people trying to help you out with this plane and trying to help you out with this. Klal Yisrael comes together. We should always come together. We shouldn't have to wait for the times of Tsar and to come together. We should all be zochah to Simchas only. Bishop Tamar and Shia 8:30. Sorry? Solomon, got it wrong.